chicken dinner.
This is Straight Out of Vegas.
Straight Out of Vegas.
With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell.
Pay that man his money.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Live from the Vegas Strip, the pregame show America has always wanted. With RJ Bell out, here's Bernie Fratto.
In baseball Saturday night, the Astros got a grand slam from Carlos Correa as they beat the Cardinals 8-5 in St. Louis. Gerrit Cole picking up his 12th win of the season in that one. The Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich and Keystone Hurot in the bottom of the 10th. They will beat the Cubs 5-3. Chi-Town and the Brew Crew both trail the Cardinals by one game in the NL Central. Cleveland got a grand slam from Jason Kipnis in a 9-1 drubbing of Kansas City, while Minnesota lost to the White Sox. Indians now trail the Twins by just one game in the AL Central. Steven Matz, a complete game shutout in a 3-0 Mets win over Pittsburgh. Dodgers rookie catcher Will Smith with 6 RBI in a 9-3 victory over Washington. Orioles over the Angels. Texas over Oakland. In the NFL, Bengals all-pro receiver A.J. Green was carted off the field with what was preliminarily diagnosed as a sprained ankle. The Arizona Cardinals released defensive end and former first-round pick Robert Kimdiche. I'm Kevin Figures.
You heard it, Straight Out of Vegas, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Guys, what a show we have in store for you. Of course, I am Brad Powers, filling in for Bernie Fratto tonight. I have the only, that's right, the only two-time Super Contest Champion, Fez. They've been doing them for about 30 years. Steve Fezzik alongside of me. I'll tell you what, we're going to be talking Bill Belichick, Lincoln Riley, most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL, and of course, guys, about 45 minutes from now, not one, but two. That's right, two best bets from the boys here around the Wise Guy table. But first, we're going to start it off in the National Football League in yet another blow to the New York Football Giants receiving core. Golden Tate today has been suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Giants, keep in mind, already down 2 receivers. Corey Coleman, torn ACL. Sterling Shepard, fractured thumb. These injuries were suffered on the first day of training camp back on Thursday. Coleman likely out for the season. Shepard could be back as soon as the opener. Fez, we have this term right here in Vegas. And thanks for stopping by, Fez, here on a late Saturday night. Bringing back memories from a couple years ago when we used to do the show.
I was told there was going to be pizza. I do not see any Grimaldi's or any other pizza here, Brad Powers.
Yeah, sorry. It wasn't in the budget. There's a term here in Vegas. We call it, and specifically usually for football, cluster injuries. I got not one, not two, but 3 players now either banged up or suspended for the Giants. Does that classify for a cluster injuries? And how is Vegas and how is Steve Fezzik adjusting to this?
Absolutely. So what happens, none of these guys move the needle at all. There shouldn't be any adjustment if Corey Coleman is out. And such a limited adjustment is basically nothing if Sterling Shepard is out and if Golden Tate is out. However, think about this. If you go down from your number one to your number four and your number four becomes a number one, it's okay to have Shepard as your number one. But it's not okay to have Russell Shepard as your number one at wide receiver. So the impact would be very significant. Now, hopefully, Sterling Shepard will be back for the Giants week one. We don't know if he's going to be 100% or even if for certain that he will play. But let's face it, we got Yankee games going on right now. We got the WNBA All-Star game going on. We got golf. Vegas is distracted right now. So what's been the impact on the betting line with the New York Giants? There's been no impact. And part of that is that really the markets are kind of asleep right now in the NFL. If it isn't a quarterback that goes down, really there's been no movement in the week one numbers for any factors over the past week.
All right. That's the market, Fezzik. How about you? Is this the rare case where maybe, you know, it's 1 + 1 = 3 instead of 2? Now three guys could possibly be out at least for week one. Well, what say you, Steve Fezzik? Have you adjusted your Giants power rating?
Well, I did not, but it's because the Giants are already so low in my power rating.
Where are they in your power rating? I've got them up 1 through 32 in the NFL.
You know, I'm not going to talk 1 through 32. I'm going to talk about the bottom five, the dirty five, if you will. So the Giants... Wowza. The Bengals are right above the Giants. The Giants are the fourth worst team in the NFL. That would make them number 29.
All right. Since we're talking the bottom of the NFL, and this is a little bit of a transition, wide receiver core banged up for the Giants, just lost Odell Beckham Jr. in the offseason to the Browns. Oh, my goodness. Poor Eli Manning. Who's he going to be throwing the football to? And where's Eli in your quarterback rankings, Fez?
Eli is my number 31 rated quarterback. And I guess with the current roster, he is the worst wide receiver crew. And like, that's not good when you've got like the second worst quarterback and the worst group of wide receivers. Who's he going to throw it to? Well, he'll throw a little bit to Evan Ingram, who probably be double team at tight end. And can you imagine how many guys are going to be in the box for the Cowboys to stop Saquon Barkley week one? That's not good for the Giants.
Now, I know this isn't quite your specialty, and we're going a little off the cuff here, but you know, it's becoming more and more popular. You and I have talked about it on the weekly show, Straight Out of Vegas, Monday through Friday, airing 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific on the West Coast. Player props have become more and more popular, specifically even this time of year, season props. Do we maybe, now that the Giants are going to be so banged up at wide receiver, do we start looking at, you know, what you just said? Teams are going to be stacking up the box even more so to stop Saquon Barkley. Do we start looking at betting some unders on Barkley stats? What say you, Steve?
No, I would say we don't. And the reason being is, say the Giant production goes down by 15% in terms of yards, and that's a huge reduction. Barkley's going to get so many touches that even though he's going to be ineffective statistically, he probably is going to put up even higher numbers in terms of raw yards. But the bet I love, and this is RJ Bell's bet, he played Eli Manning touchdown passes under 18.5. Now, the current number has dropped to 17.5. But all this bad news for the Giants is good news for RJ Bell's bet for two reasons. One, obviously, it's going to be harder to score touchdowns when you don't have any wide receivers left because you're going to have fewer drives, fewer opportunities in the red zone. Two, you're going to score less times when you are in the red zone. And three, the Giants likely will win fewer games. And if the Giants win fewer games, what's going to happen at the end of November when the Giants are 3-9? Oh, it's time to see our rookie quarterback Jones, what he can do. And then suddenly Eli doesn't play all December.
That's Steve Fezzik. I'm Brad Powers. This is Straight Out of Vegas. Speaking of wins, before we transition to another team that had a wide receiver concern today, season win total. You can bet, you know, how many games the team's going to win this upcoming season. Where are the Giants at, and where are you leaning right now?
Giants are at 6 wins. I have been leaning under, and this might be just enough to push me over the edge to make it an official play. I'm still finalizing my numbers, but I would certainly only look under the 6 wins.
All right, that's Steve Fezzik. Brad Powers here. Another wide receiver concern today. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green was carted off the field with an apparent left foot injury during the team's first practice of the season earlier today. Keep in mind, Green Last season, missed 7 games with a right toe injury. Now this one is looking like it's on the left foot. Green entering his final year of his current contract. Now, after that initial report, the initial diagnosis looks like it's going to be possibly a sprained ankle, but it does look like Green is heading towards at least getting an MRI. A.J. Green, for a while, I would argue, one of the top 5-6 wide receivers in the National Football League. As a lifelong Cincinnati Bengals fan, Steve Fezzik, where are you at with A.J. Green, and does this impact anything as far as the Cincinnati power rating?
Well, if he had broken his ankle instead of sprained it, it would have. A.J. Green has fallen out of my top 10 list of wide receivers, but he's still a solid number one guy. He's still worth half a point to the line. The Bengals had the emergence of Boyd as a number two, so they've got a good wide receiver crew. I'd like that Ross, instead of like running 4.240s, could actually catch a pass every now and then. That would certainly help. But I got to be honest, I'm no longer a Cincinnati Bengal fan. I've become jaded. I'm just a mercenary. I'm just looking to bet winners. But I am really upset about the Bengals because I had them as a great under-the-radar team that I was going to make money betting on. Reasons? Well, we bring in some new blood. Head coach Zach Taylor, upgrade, in my opinion. So I thought that that would change the chemistry in the locker room.
You weren't a Marvin Lewis fan?
I thought Marvin Lewis was capable, but oftentimes, you know, you just need to change. Sometimes.
Yeah, grown stale there. He was there almost 15 years.
Exactly right. So you can have a capable coach that just has worn out his welcome and just can't get everyone motivated anymore. But Tyler Eifert, gifted tight ends, only played 6 games.
Got to stay healthy.
Past 2 years. Well, he hasn't been healthy, so anything we can get from him. Only played 2 games last year. Joe Mixon has emerged as a really good running back, and the O-line was supposed to be better, and maybe not. Our number one pick, Jonah Williams from Alabama, he's torn labrum. He's gone for the year, and never a good sign.
Did I hear you say we are our? And you said you weren't a fan anymore. Did I catch that? We'll have to pull up the tape on that. We'll see if we caught you with that. Go ahead.
Maybe so. And the Bengals starting right guard the past 6 years, Bowling just decided to retire. And you know what, Brad? I know that a lot of this is just, you get enough bangs and bruises in the NFL and you've made a lot of money. At some point, you hang it up. Some guys do that. But I always think that I'm bearish when I see a guy retire instead of getting cut and told not to play. It makes me wonder if he knows something that we don't know in terms of how the year's going to be. The Bengals season win right there with the New York Giants at 6 wins, 2 bottom 5 teams in the NFL.
And we did mention Eli Manning when we were talking about the Giants. Curious, where do you have Andy Dalton as far as your top quarterbacks go in the NFL, Fez?
Yeah, so Andy Dalton is right at 24th. So he's almost like out of the bottom 25 percentile. He's capable, but it's tough to set a number for Dalton because he's lost so many of his skill position receivers like Eifert. And if he has a bunch of healthy guys and a good O-line, he can be a very effective quarterback as long as it's not the playoffs. But as soon as injuries start to mount, serious problems for the Bengals at quarterback.
Real quick here before we get to the break, I'm curious, where do the wins come from in that division? Cleveland, by all intents and purposes, at least the market is saying they're going to be improved, if not much improved this year. I think you and I agree that the Steelers are going to be improved this year. I mean, you got the second year of Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I mean, somebody's got to lose in that division. The Bengals are clearly behind those 3 teams. Where do the wins come from?
Well, the Bengals have a disadvantage in the division schedule because they don't get to play themselves.
Yeah.
And so because of that, that certainly makes their strength of schedule so much harder. But I might say the division might look a little harder than it really is, in that Cleveland's a team, Brad, you and I, they're currently lined at 9 wins, and they're the number 5 choice for a while, at least they were, to win the Super Bowl of all things. But I think we think Cleveland to be overrated, and certainly Baltimore, that Lamar Jackson offense, the Chargers exposed it in the playoffs, and I think a lot of teams are going to force Jackson to pass, not run, and the Vegas wise guys are not confident that he's going to be able to do it.
Yeah, and just pulled up the AFC North odds here. The Browns, that's right. The Browns are the favorite in the AFC North, plus 130. What does that mean? If you bet $100 on the Browns to win the AFC North this year, you're getting $130 back for your money. Keep in mind, guys out there, the Cleveland Browns haven't won a division title since 1980. 1989, Fez, where the heck were you?
1989, I was living in Naperville, Illinois, converting to a Bears fan, and it was a lot more fun to be a Bears than a Bengals fan.
I was in kindergarten. Before the movie Kindergarten Cop even came out, I was in kindergarten. Browns the favorite in the AFC North. All right, I'm Brad Powers. That's Steve Fezzik. We are Straight Out of Vegas. Coming up next, Steve Fezzik has a stat about Bill Belichick that, in my opinion, affirms Belichick is the greatest NFL coach of all time. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers, live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios. Straight out of Vegas with some Sam Cooke. I'm Brad Powers. He's Steve Fezzik. Before we talk Bill Belichick, remember, you can go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year, so your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover It Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. All right, Fez, for those of you guys that listen to The Daily Show Monday through Friday Straight Out of Vegas, we usually, at the top of the B block is what we call it, we give you the weather right out of Vegas, and we're going to do it tonight. So right before the show, I drive up to the top of the Luxor, and the temperature on the Vegas Strip, 98 degrees, and the neon is dripping, but dripping from the sky, not raindrops, Fez. I could barely see the Luxor light, the brightest light in the world. Why? Because infestation of grasshoppers in Vegas. It's real. Believe me, you might not be believing the videos you've seen online. I can tell you they're everywhere, not just on the Strip. They're in the suburbs. Fez lives in those rich areas where, like, Celine Dion and all the famous Vegas celebrities live. Fez, you've been here longer than me, obviously. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Never. A possible sign of the apocalypse. You know, a whole lot's been going on. Area 51 controversies. Now the grasshopper plague. The Raiders are coming next year. Do horrible things happen in threes? We'll see.
The Raiders, a horrible thing. I don't think so much. I'm very thankful the stadium is being built here. All right, before we get to Belichick, you know, one thing I forgot to ask you, Fez. We were talking in the last segment about the wide receiver concerns for the Giants and the Bengals, and you said, hey, those are two of the worst five teams in the entire NFL. I'm anxious to know, who are the other three teams in your bottom five?
Third worst team, the aforementioned Oakland Raiders, who I am not bullish on this year, but I still have them slotted as being better than the Arizona Cardinals. And brace yourself, South Florida, the worst team in the NFL, yes, the Miami Dolphins.
Tank for Tua. It begins. Although, do you tank this year, or do you try to go for Trevor Lawrence? Tank for Trevor. I think I'd rather have Trevor Lawrence than Tua Tagovailoa. Man, poor Josh Rosen.
Goes from the worst team in the NFL, Arizona, to the worst team in the NFL.
Miami. And a team that's likely to draft a quarterback with the first pick in the overall draft. All right, I teased it. Bill Belichick. Obviously, lots of stats out there saying Belichick is the best, the GOAT when it comes to NFL head coaches. Fezzik, I got to give you credit here. You did a little bit of research. RJ had the idea, but I'll give you the credit. You went ahead and did the legwork with this one. You have a stat when you're comparing not just Bill Belichick to today's coaches. You're comparing Bill Belichick to the greatest coaches in NFL history. What is the stat? And, you know, how did you go about the research?
Yeah, and so I got to give credit to RJ. It was his idea. I think he probably knew the answer already roughly and had me do the groundwork for it. But Belichick, his overall stats, really good. He wins 68% of the time. I compared him to all the other Hall of Fame coaches, the top 10 coaches. Turns out these coaches do a fine job also. Shocking. They win 64% of the time. So that's impressive. Belichick's
win. Who are some of the coaches?
Oh, we've got Paul Brown, Parcells, Tom Landry, Joe Gibbs, Don Shula, etc. So Parcells wins a little bit more. Okay, that's impressive. But what happens after age 60? Because we all hear about, hey, I'm 55. RJ keeps saying, Fez, you know, I don't know when you hit age 60. We'll have to see how you hold up. And usually there's a lot of adjustments and changes, and you just have to stay on top of things. And you look at what happened to Joe Gibbs, frankly, when he came back, didn't do as well. As it turns out, he was not alone on this list of all these great coaches. Their win rate drops from 64% to 52%. In other words, they win about half their games. They become average coaches at age 60 plus. Well, what happened to the genius Belichick? He got better. He went from a 68% win rate for his career. Belichick has won 77% of his games once he turns age 60. The man is an alien. He just keeps getting better with age.
Unbelievable stat there. You know what that brings up to me, because you hear this? I mean, let's face it, it's the end of July. You get those, you know, it's list season when it comes to sports talk radio. And one of our debate season, the stuff that you hear year after year, one of those, that Brady Belichick debate. Who's more important and who should get credit for the success that New England's had for the past two decades? I'm going to tell you where I fall, but first, Fezzik, where do you fall? Who deserves the credit for all this success for the Patriots? Brady or Belichick? Where do you land?
Belichick deserves more of the credit. I'll go ahead and, because I really like Tom Brady, I'll only...
We'll see. More on that later.
I really liked Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and make Belichick 75%, Brady 25%.
You're not going to get much of a disagreement from me. I think Belichick, I'm in the 70% range. I know a lot of people go back, well, Belichick didn't win in Cleveland. But who wins in Cleveland? And yet, you know, no one talks about this. He won in Cleveland. I mean, I get it. He got fired, but it was a team in transition. But he did win a playoff game in Cleveland. Their only playoff win in the last 30 years. I mean, that should account for something, shouldn't it? Ooh, yeah, I mean, that one season when you can win 11 games with Matt Castle as your quarterback, and it's not like he had the entire offseason to prep with Brady being hurt. No, Brady gets hurt week one, and he has to adjust on the fly. They still win 11 games. Yeah, I'm on more. It's more Belichick than Brady. Although, I mean, Brady's the GOAT as well. All right, we were talking some of these teams here. The Browns in the last segment, Patriots here. This week on Straight Outta Vegas, you were doing the teams as far as stock up, stock down. And if memory serves correct, Browns and Patriots made the list. Where do they land?
Yeah, so the Patriots are, the market's very bullish on New England. They opened up 10.5 season wins. And they've been bet up to 11 wins. And in fact, if you want to play over, you got to lay more than $1.10. So New England season win number, what's driving that? Why is everyone betting them to go over? Schedule. New England has the easiest schedule in the NFL. And let's face it, last year they won 11 games. Prior to that, all they did was win 12 or more games each and every year. And if you look at the draft, 10 draft picks in the first five rounds. So a lot to be optimistic. I personally disagree with this move.
Really?
I do. And the reason is Tom Brady at 42. Okay, I've been saying this for 6 years, and he has absolutely proven me wrong. He has remained a top five quarterback through these years. However, last year, if you rank the quarterbacks by the metric I like to use the most, QBR, Brady fell out of the top five. He was number six. But what was more concerning for me is his ability to throw the ball down the field. If you measure by some of these advanced metrics, they call it air yards, how far do you throw the ball until it's touched or caught by your receiver? Brady actually only ranked 23rd in the league. In other words, a lot of dinking, a lot of dunking just last year, and I think there's going to have to be more of that this year.
Yeah, and I would love nothing more than to prove you wrong, but yards per attempt also has really fallen for Brady the last 3 years. 2016, number two in the league, yards per attempt. Number five in the league in 2017. Last year, there was a drop, number 13 in the NFL, yards per pass attempt. That backs it up that Tom Brady is not throwing it down the field. A couple other teams stock up, bullish, the market's bullish on.
Well, you said it, the Cleveland Browns, they open up 8.5, and now they're 9. For a team that won one game in 2 years and then won 7 games last year, it is remarkable the support that this team has had over the last 3 years, and frankly, this is a team, the Browns, that the wise guys lost more money on betting than any team in the NFL. They just bet the Browns week after week with Hugh Jackson. It didn't matter who was at quarterback, Kaiser, whoever. They got the money. Well, they They bet the money. The wise guys did and lost back in the Browns, and they're doing it again now. And the Browns' current season win number has been bet up to 9. The over, extra vigorous, late minus $1.20 on Cleveland over 9 wins.
Yeah, and you and I agree on this one. We're looking to fade the Cleveland Browns. Let's just say it out loud. Rookie head coach, never been a head coach before. Second-year quarterback, big-time personality. Just brought in another big-time personality. One of the biggest in the entire NFL, Odell Beckham Jr., with a rookie head coach in a division that they haven't won in 30 years against maybe a Pittsburgh team, a very proud franchise, one of the best franchises in the NFL, maybe with a chip on their shoulder. Say it out loud. Do the Browns, really deserve to be the favorite in the AFC North? I say no. I'd certainly like their season win total under.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest bets that the wise guys have made is they went ahead and took the Steelers to win the division at 2-1. That's a bet that most of the guys in my inner circle, if you will, have gotten a piece of.
All right, quickly, who's the third team that the wise guys have been betting up?
The Philadelphia Eagles have been up from 9.5 wins to 10 games. We're going to talk more about the Eagles later on in the show.
Ooh, hint, hint. Possible best bet from Steve Fezzik. Again, this is straight out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers filling in for Bernie Fratto tonight. He's Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Contest. All right, guys. Coming up next, Lincoln Riley. He's the head coach of Oklahoma. He might have given us the most sincere, honest answer in the history of head coaches. But first, before we get to that, let's go to Kevin Figures with the latest.
All right, some news out of NFL training camp on Saturday. Tough break for the Cincinnati Bengals. Star receiver A.J. Green went down in the team's first practice of camp. He was carted off the field with what is believed to be a left ankle sprain. The team has not made an official announcement as far as specifics about the injury. On Friday, Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury told the media the defensive end Robert Nkimdiche was out of shape. And on Saturday, the Cardinals did part ways with their former first-round pick out of Ole Miss. Online car shopping can be confusing, not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. In baseball, the Red Sox beat the Yankees 9-5 as J.D. Martinez hit his 22nd home run of the season. Padres got a home run from Fernando Tatis Jr. in a 5-1 win over San Francisco. Brewers walked off the Cubs 5-3. Houston beat St. Louis 8-2. Mike Clevenger struck out 7 in 7 innings of work as the Indians beat the Royals 9-1. Ozzie Albies with a grand slam for Atlanta. They mollywopped the Phillies 15-7. At UFC 240, Max Holloway beat Frankie Edgar by unanimous decision to retain the featherweight title. Back to Straight Out of Vegas.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers. First, Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? Well, it probably means you should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago. All right, Fez, we teased it. Little college football, that's my specialty. You know, RJ branded me as the guy with all the college knowledge, and I teased it. I love this here. Lincoln Riley, this was at a coach's luncheon. He was asked, he's the head coach at Oklahoma, in case you're not on the up and up when it comes to college football. Lincoln Riley asked at a coach's luncheon about what teams in the Big 12 give him sleepless nights. Well, quite frankly, Riley was quite open and honest about it. Here's what Riley responded. Every now and then, you get asked these questions. In your mind, you could go with the politically correct or tell the truth. So the truth is, none of them. Nobody in the Big 12 is causing me to scramble for some extra sleep. I love that. That confidence in a coach like that, that you never get. You hear coach speak. I mean, it's going back to the old, you know, Lou Holtz stuff. I fear the University of Navy type talk. Oh, my goodness. Rutgers, you know, might give us, you know, some problems this week when Notre Dame's a 6-touchdown favorite. I'm going to not only appreciate Lincoln Riley here, I agree with him. And Lincoln Riley and Brad Powers are in a little bit of disagreement with the market. So I'm with Lincoln Riley in that I don't think the Sooners are going to have too much trouble winning the Big 12 this year. The market says different. Market considers one team to be some steep competition with Oklahoma this year. It is the Texas Longhorns, who are getting, at least in the Vegas market, treated like a top 10 team, Fez. And right now, you can bet what we call in Vegas games of the year. what does the game of the year mean? It's your big rivalry games, your Auburn's, Alabama games, Notre Dame, USC, Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Texas. In Vegas, Oklahoma's only about a 4-point favorite in that one, Fez. So, and Texas has given Oklahoma some problems, so maybe Lincoln Riley's wrong. I don't think he is. I have Oklahoma at least a touchdown better than any other team in the Big 12, and nothing that I've seen in the last 4 or 5 years, thinking that gap has gotten significantly smaller. Texas is going to be better in 2020, not 2019. Texas is one of the least experienced teams in the country. I agree with Riley here. I don't see anybody coming out of the Big 12 other than Oklahoma.
Let me ask you a question about Texas, because the word is out that Texas is a great underdog team. When they're catching points, we want to blindly bet Texas. But I guess I would make the case that by the time these teams play, it's going to be Texas more like +9 than +3.5.
There you go. And that is Steve Fezzik. That's why he's on the show. Yeah, I'm not, you know, running to the window right now. I mean, if anything, obviously I'd bet Oklahoma. But I think the true value would probably be, believe it or not, and this is kind of complicated in the weeds, but what just Fez just said, I'd rather have a Texas ticket almost near double digits. Texas has covered 5 of the last 6 meetings by an average of 16 points per game in the series. So that's why I'm not running to bet Oklahoma -4 when I think the line should be like 7, Fez. More about Texas, because this is the one team that I probably, one of the probably 3 or 4 teams that I disagree with the most, and we're going to do some stock up, stock down in college football here in just a second. I don't consider Texas to be a top 10 team. In fact, Fezzik, I got them more in near the 20th range. Here's why. I think there's an overreaction to Texas's last game. Everyone just saw Texas beat Georgia. Ooh, mighty Georgia, the Georgia team that could have easily beaten Alabama. And Texas, you know, ran up and down the field on Georgia. Guys, be very careful, especially in today's day and age, of overreacting to bowl games, because there are some steep, steep disparities in motivation. Georgia was a couple minutes away from going to the college football playoff, from beating Alabama, from winning the SEC, and they kind of got regulated to the Sugar Bowl. Most teams would be happy to be there. On the flip side, Texas hasn't had a major bowl win in a decade. Texas never plays in the Sugar Bowl. That fan base was excited. Do you remember what happened in the pregame? Heck, Bevo, the mascot, got after Hugga. I mean, they were fired up to play in that ball game. So I think there's an overreaction there. And the other overreaction is, oh, Texas has Sam Ehlinger back. He's one of the top quarterbacks. I mean, Texas is going to be great.
And you like him, right?
I love Sam Ehlinger, one of my favorite players in college football. Problem is, Fez, he's the only guy back. They lose their leading receiver, leading rusher, 4 starting offensive linemen. Every single guy on the defensive line and linebackers gone, 0 returning starters. I'm fading Texas, and if I'm fading Texas, I'm liking Oklahoma. Any thoughts, Fez?
Oh, I love the contrarian aspect that Texas pounds Georgia in the relegation bowl, as you say, when Georgia didn't want to be there, and now we're going to fade that performance because we don't believe that it was real.
All right, guys, let's do a little bit of stock up, stock down when it comes to college football. We did it in the NFL. You know what, Fez? We did 3 teams that were stock up. You just want to give real quickly the 3 teams that the market's down on. And if you need explanations, check out the podcast for the Thursday and Friday shows on Straight Out of Vegas. We covered all that. Who were the 3 teams the market bet down?
Yeah, the Chicago Bears. The market does not like the Bears. 9.5 wins has been bet down to 9. Houston Texans, their season win has been bet down from 8.5 wins to 8 wins. And finally, the Tennessee Titans, they've been bet down from 8.5 to 8 wins. The market does not feel bullish about Marcus Mariota.
All right, here's where the market does feel bullish on. Here are the 3 teams in college football. Stock up. This is a bull market. Virginia. And you're going to see a big difference here. Fez just mentioned a lot of teams that were bet up a half win in the NFL. College football is a little different. The numbers can be a little off in college. One of those teams that was bet up, Virginia, from 6 wins all the way up to 7.5. And being perfectly frank, like Lincoln Riley was, I still think there's value on this Virginia team. This is one of the most underrated teams in the entire college football world. Bronco Mendenhall. It starts with him. He's one of the most underrated head coaches in college football. Don't believe me? Ask BYU after he left. They can barely get to the winning season when he had him at 9, 10, 11 wins each and every year. He's gone from 2 wins to 6 to 8 wins in his first 3 years, and this year's team is the best team he's had. Bryce Perkins, a great quarterback for them. I think Virginia could be favored in as many. That's right, as many as 10 games this season. I like over 7.5 for Virginia, Fez.
Makes a lot of sense, and I love you're focusing on a team that maybe is a little bit under the radar here. Normally, the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Georgias get priced correctly. You're looking a little deeper in your bets you're looking at.
Excellent point by Fezzik there. So, I mean, if you're expecting this segment to be all about the Alabama and the Clemsons of the world, that's not where the value is, guys. That's not where the sharps. And that's, let's face it, who's betting college football season win totals? It's not Joe Public. Especially, they might get to it. They're going to get around to it in mid-August. They're certainly not betting it in June and July and tying up a bunch of money. So these are, in my opinion, all sharp money moves.
And one caveat we need to make is that the reason we're not talking about teams to win the Super Bowl, teams to win the national championship, let's face it, it's so difficult for anyone but one of the very top teams to go ahead and win the title that the pros, pulling back the curtain here, what we bet, we tend to bet season wins, overs or unders. We don't tend to necessarily look at the needle in the haystack bets on who's going to win it all, especially when a lot of these teams just have virtually no chance.
That's Steve Fezzik. I'm Brad Power, straight out of Vegas. Two more quick teams stock up, and then we'll get to the break, and we'll do stock down in the final segment, plus a couple of best bets from Fezzik and myself. Minnesota, they've been bet up. Everyone, the bettors are rowing the boat with PJ Fleck. 6.5 wins was the opener, up to 7.5 wins. I think it's deservedly so. It's one of the most experienced teams in the country, 16 returning starters. Although I'll say this, unlike the Virginia line, I think the value's dried up. 7.5 line as far as season wins, how many games Minnesota's going to win, that seems about right to me. Minnesota stock up in the market. Also, final team, Missouri stock up. The Tigers out of the SEC, opening season win total 6.5, bet up to 7.5. I think it was an overreaction to loss of a 4-year starter at quarterback Drew Locke. I thought Locke was overrated, and the stats says he was, especially when he played good competition. Drew Locke, 34 touchdowns, 31 interceptions when he played Power 5 bowl teams. So I don't think there's going to be that much of a drop-off with the Clemson transfer, Kelly Bryant at quarterback. And because of that, I still think there's value on this Missouri team over 7.5 wins. Fez, they're going to be favored in their first 8 games alone. And they're going to be favored in 2 of their final 4 games. They're going to be favored, Missouri, 10 of their 12 games. I like over 7.5 wins for Missouri. We just did 3 stock up teams in college football. We got 3 stock down teams we'll get to quickly. And more importantly, we got not one, but 2 best bets coming your way. This is Straight Out of Vegas. I'm Brad Powers, live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Straight Out of Vegas, I'm Brad Powers. Best bets coming your way in just a couple of minutes. But first, remember, you can go further than ever with the Discover It Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year, so your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover It Miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. All right, Fez, we talked about it in the last break. 3 teams that the stock is up on in college football as far as season win totals. All right, we got 3 that are going up. That means we got 3 that are going down. I'll get to these quickly. First team going down as far as the bettors, teams that are the bettors are fading. Duke, the Blue Devils. We're not talking Zion here. We're talking Duke football. 6.5 wins down to 5.5. It's quite simple. I don't think playing Alabama and Notre Dame in your non-conference schedule is good. And I also don't think, regardless of what you think about Daniel Jones, at a place like Duke football, not basketball, when you're losing a first-rounder at quarterback, that's not a good sign, Fez.
And getting beat up physically by Alabama very early in the year is not conducive to keeping your team healthy.
Yeah, next up, again, that was Duke, 6.5 wins down to 5.5. Another ACC team here, Wake Forest, bet down from 7 wins to 6 wins. And to me, this is a little niche-y, But I think you kind of saw my thinking behind this. I think Wake Forest was overpriced because the Demon Deacons have won 3 straight bowl games. And when the bookies are you know, looking at win totals, I don't think they're diving in. Oh, they won 8 games, 7 games. I will make it 7 this year. Not thinking that all 3 of those wins were in bowl games, and they were an underdog, Wake Forest, in 2 of those 3 bowl games. Keep in mind, regular season, when we're talking season win totals, it's regular season only for almost all books. Do you agree with that theory there, Fez?
Absolutely. So when you look at a team that's 8-5, they're really 7-5. The bookies not paying enough attention.
All right, that's Steve Fezzik. One more team going down, and it just so happens to be Brad Powers' best bet for the show here. We're going under 7 wins for the Purdue Boilermakers. The wise guys have been betting Purdue down all summer long. I'll first say this first and foremost. I like Jeff Rom. He's the head coach for Purdue. He's been doing a great job here. But the reality of the Purdue program, even with a couple years under Jeff Rom, Purdue hasn't topped 6 wins. 6 wins in the regular season since 2007. Now they have to win 8 games for you to lose this bet. And the Big Ten West division is getting much tougher. We just talked about Minnesota as a stock up team. They're in the same division as Purdue. Purdue's got to play them. Nebraska is arguably the most improved team in the entire country. Same division as Purdue. If a bunch of teams in the division are going up, a couple teams need to be going down. I think Purdue's one of them this year. I'm going Purdue, the Boilermakers, under 7 wins for Brad Powers. Steve Fezzik, best bet.
Blue Horseshoe loves the Philadelphia Eagles, and I agree. Best bet, I bet the Eagles over 10 wins. All about injuries. Philly was the second most injured team last year. Obviously, the secondary cluster injuries all over the place, decimated in the secondary. Carson Wentz has 2 significant injuries coming off 1, has a second one, misses 5 games. A much healthier Eagle team returns to more like the team that won the Super Bowl. And the schedule is easy this year. The Eagles had to play a very difficult schedule last year. They had the second easiest schedule in the league this year. Patriots had the easiest, of course, because of their division schedule. Add it all up, Philadelphia Eagles, I bet, over the 10 wins.
And that is Steve Fezzik. You can follow Steve on Twitter if you like information like that when it comes to the NFL and just betting in general. It's at Fezzik Sports. That's F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports, at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. You can follow me, Brad Powers, on Twitter, at Brad Powers 7. That's at Brad Powers, the number 7. Before we go here, Fez, you were all anxious coming in here, all hot and bothered, or I don't know if you're fired up. You're a big WNBA handicapper. Value in the WNBA. They happen to have their All-Star game tonight right here in Sin City, Vegas. Did you go there, and what did you bet?
I did not go there. I feared the grasshopper infestation and the like and taking that on. But I did follow it enough. Team Wilson beat Team Deladon 129-126. The game goes well over the 234. And I guess if there's a lesson here, Brad Powers, when they change the 24-second clock to 20 seconds, well, the teams just start shooting even faster. It was extremely fast-paced.
Now, we'll be talking next week on Straight Outta Vegas Hall of Fame NFL preseason action quickly here. Just 20 seconds. Huge move already. NFL preseason, the Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, bookmakers made a mistake with the opener. They made the Atlanta Falcons a 2.5-point favorite. Currently, Denver is a 2.5-point favorite. Atlanta's coach Quinn is 0-8, his last 8 preseason games. The sharp bettors took the Denver Broncos.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for Steve Fezzik. I am Brad Powers. I want to give a big thank you to the guys in L.A., Bo Benson, Kevin Figures, Chris Perfitt. Great guy. Great job tonight, guys. Jason Martin is next on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!